bus I have heard. At one time, the blessed one was dwelling in the royal dwelling of the Holy Peak Mountain, with the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound things. At the same time, noble Abhayi Kishvara, bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their excellencies. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of a lineage trained wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom look at it like this. Five skandhas should be seen purely in natural things. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics. They are unborn and unceasing. They are not incurable or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata, or Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, fiends, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced to praise the Lord as the Blessed One.
Om Gansa Puni Aum Vajjan Sergi Sahi Om Gansa Rekhe Aum Shichari Koyu Tintore Kusu Vigya Poviva Shandhu Kako Kosa
So today, here we are going through the practice of confession here, which is very important because when we, regardless of, you know, what kind of actions that we may undertake, and most of our actions are derived from negative thoughts and emotions. Indeed, our actions will become negative as well. So therefore, practice of confession, or it is also known as purification practice, which is very important. Because if we were to, if our negative deeds were to viewed as a form, it is even bigger than Mount Meru. It is even the size of the negativities. It's even greater than Mount Meru. So therefore, reflect one's mind upon the intensity of the negativity that one have accumulated and one have done. And so, every day-to-day life, whenever we engage in the practice, whenever we engage in the actions through body, speech, and mind, most of those, you know, actions will become negative. So therefore, if we remain, you know, unpurified, and the negativity will multiply greatly. It multiplies greatly. So therefore, the practice of confession, the confession practice is very important. So, to speaking about the confession practice, there are four steps of confession practices, which is known as Nyembutopshi, which means the four forceful antidotes, in other words. It is a confession practice. Four forceful antidotes for one's own negativities. That's confession. Out of those, that's the fourth forceful confession practice. Out of those four confession practices, number sunjimbito, which means the regret or the repentance, the practice of repentance comes first, because it's a very important. You know, if one engages in the the actions of the negative actions, and though your negative action is done, you have already committed the negative actions, if you remain, you know, not have any kind of, you know, regrets and remorse regarding one's negative acts, then it multiplies. And then it opens the door for, again, you know, arisal of more negative thoughts and emotions, which then leads to all kind of negative actions. So therefore, out of those four confession practice, the practice of repentance is the most important practice. At the moment, one may have engaged in the, you know, actions derived through one's negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger. And right after that, you have finished with the act, whatever the actions that you have taken, it is, you have completed. And as soon as you realize what you have done, and it is very important that one must cultivate great regrets and remorse with regard to one's previous actions. And in this way, it will actually close the door for the arisal of negative thoughts and emotions inside one's own continuum, so that you can, you will not engage in negative acts in the future. So next is, we talked about the first is the repentance, right? The practice of repentance, which confession practice. The next is Nyambu Kundichibito, which is the actual antidote of one's negativities. The practice of actual antidotes of one's negativity to purify one's negativities. So here in this, with this regard, according to this text, it says, labdhi, which means if you have a time, you can read the text, what is known as labdhi, which means the contemplation of knowledge. Contemplation of knowledge. That is one of the texts. They have a detailed explanation of this particular antidotes, the actual antidotes. However, it says, whatever the virtuous deed one may undertake, or one's the virtuous conduct, make sure that all, regardless of what kind of virtuous conduct that one may undertake, become an actual antidote for all those negativities, such as engaging in the practice of generosity, observation of moralities, and so on. All of those practices become, from the depth of your heart, make sure that your practices, the purpose of your practice is to apply antidotes towards your negativities, your negative deeds. So that is the second practice of confession, the second antidotes, the forceful practice of confession, confession practice.
Marini, dandan de maji kene kene dem. Na ngandu chidani gyawa chidulo, na rang kere ndabu dan, rang ki pen pen ngin ndabu dan, na ki chidang lang dan ji yin shan dan ki gejo chegi yin na. Pin ya da dandala chiya de gita ki nye chun yi jion dhuwa re ma to gi yi jion dhu tuk ma re si kri. Na gi yi jion dhu na pan tida de la ngome ki rang ki pen pen ron dan de ki ma yin pen kuru ding ki kata ka chido na gyawa chena na kuru kari chena na tu gyawa re kri si kri.
So make sure that whenever one engages in the practice, virtuous practice, in other words, or virtuous actions, and the virtuous actions are to benefit oneself and other sentient beings. In other words, one's purpose of engaging in the virtuous act is to become a cause for gaining state of enlightenment for oneself and others. And this will then really become a virtuous, and it will become a seed for liberation and instead of state of enlightenment. Other than that, if one engages in practice of virtuous act or virtuous actions, and you are dedicating towards, your act is dedicated towards, fame, and a name and wealth and so on and so forth, then this will not become an actual, seed for liberation and state of enlightenment.
Mother, that's when you need a lot of people to know that you are very, since you are a poor chance, and maybe not be losing them by this. That's when you think her need that since you are a person of poor chance. Meji nabi dunsen tenpa te ste tengu du kandiri tegi nemi sangu guri. Dipa sengen di chi mela so chi bandam tingye chu bandam dhamada nga su kumu buu chi chi yorwa yuwa chumayi. Tanda kanyi da chi ga yina. Neko lu tanda tsindiri tani tsaya chumayi rumayi kumayi kari ni chi chi ka ragu yore te. Chawa chama lu pe pe ko charo nan charo rangi. Pa dungu nunga te yungu yore.
So then the third one is a commitment. You are committing that never engage in negative acts again. In other words, it's a resolution of not engaging in negative deeds in the future. Because it says, in order to, commit oneself not to engage in these negative deeds, first of all, one need to It is important to reflect one's mind upon the disadvantages of those negativities. If they remain unpurified, and it multiplies greatly, and then you will be the only individual who is paying the debt, who is paying the result. You will be the person who will be experiencing this result of one's negative deeds. And so, so it says again, if one has not done any confession practice of one's negative deeds, then not only this will bring about suffering within this life, but also it will bring, continual suffering in your future life, a very next life, as well as subsequent future life as well. So therefore, think about all those, disadvantages of those negative deeds will then enable you to, commit yourself not to engage in negative deeds in the future. This is the third practice, or confession practice, the powerful antidotes. So although at the moment that we cannot really eradicate entire negativities that one have accumulated, because speaking about accumulation of negative deeds or negativity is beginningless. From the beginningless time up until now, we have been engaging in these negative deeds, and we have accumulated the massed or tremendous amount of these negative deeds. And it is not possible for us to just engaging in one practice, confession practice, can eradicate, entirely uproot those negative deeds. It is not possible. However, it is always, be aware and be vigilant about one's actions, and think about that I will never engage in negative deeds in the future, and try my best to eliminate, try my best to refrain from engaging in deeds that are harmful to oneself and others. And so gradually, through training, gradually you will be able to actually overcome those, you'll be able to refrain from engaging in those negative deeds, abstain yourself from, engaging in those negative deeds. Because it is not possible for us to actually eradicate or uproot all those negativities that one has committed in the past. It is not possible. So we can do it gradually, and so that in this way you become a train, and your mind becomes a train, and this will lead yourself in the actions of the virtue, virtuous actions. So in this way, then you will be able to gradually, eventually you will be able to eliminate those negative deeds, in other words, uproot those negative deeds.
And the tenderly, and the other Chidani, the Gioa de Hida, and the tenderlong under Manandela Kichi, and the Likanda Jane, and I did, I didn't marry and double G, those JV. And Chichi, I didn't, and you part with Junior and Dickens, my Junior and Dickens, and the G. Which one did you
So we, most of the time, you know, we as ordinary beings, we put more effort and, you know, put more significance in regard to one's mundane activities. We are totally preoccupied by our mundane activities, and we're putting a very less, you know, effort and significance to one's practice of Dhamma. So let's think about, you know, regardless of how much we, you know, want to be happy in this life, we'll not live more than 80 to 90 years. And when we speak about practicing the Dhamma, and Dhamma is was here we are talking about in innumerable lifetime in the future. It is, in other words, it is endless, you know, the life that we may take, you know, life form that we may take in the future. So if one engages in the practice of the Dhamma, Dhamma can be benefited in your innumerable future lives. So so therefore, it is important for us to put more regards and significance and put more efforts, exert more efforts in engaging in the practice of the Dhamma to benefit ourselves in the future. So when we when the ultimate journey comes, it is only the Dharma that benefits us. Because our body, whatever that, you know, resources, wealth and so on and so forth that we have accumulated, we have gathered in this particular lifetime, we have to leave everything behind and travel all by oneself. And then not only that, but also even this body that we have been cherished so much, and we cherish this body so much that needs to be this also left behind when the ultimate journey comes. The only this, what we are, the continuum, the mental continuum, will transcend from one life to another. So whatever the deeds that one may have committed will be implanted within the continuums. This will then carry on to ripen its fruition in the future. So so therefore it says, if one long to achieve a better rebirth in the future, it is important to make sure that at the time of one's death, do your best to cultivate or to manifest a virtuous state of mind. Because if you are able to manifest the virtuous state of mind at the time of death, then this will then ensure to you to have a better rebirth in the human realms, God and demigod realms, and so on. if that is not possible, and when it's time for one to die, and then we will have a lot of attachment towards one's belongings and one's families and so on and so forth, particularly when the families are very worried about you and, you know, they're crying and talking to you and so on and so forth. This will really, you know, provoke more attachments. So that's in which case you will your negative state of mind will be manifested. So therefore, this will then it is certain that the one will take a rebirth in the lower realms. So I would like to mention one thing about the, you know, in ancient time, I mean, in my time in Tibet, most of the people, right from the morning, you know, the beginning of their day, they will engage in some practice, the spiritual practice, starting from taking refuge in Chiyajos. I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and so forth. And so only a very young, you know, younger generations may not be able to do, but most of the time the adults, they will always engage in this practice from the beginning of their day. And then also before they retire in the evening, at night, they engage in, you know, some Dharma practice of reciting various mantras and prayers to 21 Taras, you know, two times, three times, or the seven times, and so on. So now it is changing, you know, it is totally changing, even in within our community, our own community, particularly in the West. When I look at, through my experience, when I look at them, right from the beginning of the morning, they'll just turn on their television, and that is their practice. So this is something that, you know, I'm really concerned, and that's also about wasting our time. So if one really accepts the future life, and we have no guarantee of what kind of life that we may have in the future, and if you long to have a better life in the future, then it is only the practice of the Dhamma which enables you to accumulate positive karma so that you will have a better life form in the future, either in the human realms, God realms, Dharmic realms, and so on. So if that is not possible, then if one keeps engaging in negative deeds all the time, then it's all negative deeds. The result of negative deeds will be taking rebirth in the lower realms. Because within the samsaric existence, if we take a rebirth within the samsaric existence, those are the classes of the existence that we may take a rebirth, either three high realms or the three low realms. So the, other than that, we have no other place to go. And even if one, take a rebirth in high realms, we're still in this samsaric existence. We're not free from samsaric existence. So one's practice of the Dharma will not only enable you to take a rebirth in high realms, but also will enable you to free yourself from the samsaric existence. So the fourth practice, the confession, forceful confession practice is tengito, which means reliance, the practice of reliance, which means you are relying upon something, right? It is taking refuge in two jewels. Sometimes it is also translated in English as a tengito, the object of confession practice. You know, this is what it is translated. But itself, in literal translation, is the reliance. And so, for that, you know, we take refuge in three jewels. I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Because your purpose of taking refuge in three jewels, you know, we have three different scopes of taking refuge in three different scopes, small, middling, and higher scopes. But in the least, one must understand, one must have a fear of the samsaric existence, particularly of the fear of taking rebirth in the lower realms. And you have this kind of fear, and so you actually rely upon, you take refuge in three jewels to protect yourself from not falling into that in the lower realms in your future life. So this is the lowest, you know, the least requirement for individual to take a refuge in three jewels. And then Semge, which means the generation bodhicitta. And taking refuge in three jewels and generation bodhicitta will become the reliance, you know, the practice, confession practice of reliance.
The same 我当真的是多，让你他妈没把你杀回去，俺就叫了他妈名字的，留的几个结果，我叫了他妈有嘛的意思，俺就知道你时间当天，爸妈也给妈妈也没事，给我等待等待的。那俺那个叫了他妈名字，他就说恁多少的就不敢入，他们他妈就跟人家就弄说恁，没当听着那么等待，以前就是爸妈的店，给的三对了，那俺个怕急忙弄个妈急忙弄个进来没，等下记账嘛，这不连忙不接弄个的意思。 那真的个麻烦，起码把这时间长久了，俺就不，回去嘛也不接。等到真的跟他们的小孩的叫，刚接班的时间长久了，接的人上的让给钱包多难的，就难的，肯定接难的。你离开的就离难了，就现在走了，这路就接怕就离丢了。那可能了，偏僻些多，忙的不接怕，离开的了，说是离开的，起码把打不接呢。
对呀，不给我这个，俺等到满意把个集体，实在等不及，等到钱呢，得给我这他妈的，没了没白，让我白，我等到现在的。还托你，啥比迪巴，还是你，就不有帮助他，越讲起来，俺这迪巴了，那俺这，等俺打了去，说解决嘛了，就俺解决嘛了，说电器没意思的，叫他妈的啥叫迪巴，跟俺这等到三个多了，有点的。
那第八生意这个每个一节上的每个一个三个头的呢，那可见老孟婆的提议是明白的，你知道，懂不懂？那可以从小的，是三点二月买的，是离的，可能离不近啊。那幺到今天呢，怕花蛮多呢，那离的当当点的，离的有啥的？你去，第八节上的离不多，你去这个也是老下有的。
So then the checking the efficient schedules, those are the practice, confession practice of reliance. And then one of the powerful practices, Vajrasattva, was meditation, and then practice of Dungsha, which means confession practice the practice of reciting the 32 Buddhas, the name, 32 Buddhas' name. Dungsha, yeah, 35 Buddha's name. Sorry, 35 Buddha's. Thank you, 35 Buddha's name, which is that's called Dungsha, and then this will then be, this Dungsha practice must be then conjoined with the Jisha, which means the general confession. One is the confession of transgression, which is Dungsha, and then Jisha, which is the general confession. So with these two, then one really one is able to purify all those negative deeds. Because when we talk about, it's very important to purify those negativity that we talked earlier, because this negative deed that we have committed is not this lifetime alone. We have committed from the beginningless time. And the accumulation of negative deeds, if we were to compare, we can compare this to the treasure house of the king. So therefore, if one, one should not have a notion that I haven't done any negative deeds in this life. I don't have much negative deeds. I don't have much negativities in this life because I haven't been killing and stealing and so on and so forth. Then, when we talk about this accumulation of negative deeds, we're not talking about this life alone. We're talking about the, innumerable life of our past life, it's a beginningless life that we are talking about. So we have all those negative deeds, the files of negative deeds. implanted within our mind, and it will always, you know, as our mind transcends from one life to another, and this will carry on, unless you engage in the practice, you engage in the confession practice, and purify those negative deeds. Otherwise, you are certain to experience those negative deeds. You are certain to experience whatever the karma that you have accumulated. There's no escape from that. Whatever the practice that one may have done, such as practice of generosity, morality, and so on and so forth, are all, you know, if one dedicates all those practices towards, you know, purifying one's negative deeds, will then be very beneficial. So if one is unable to engage in the practice of these four forceful antidotes, if one is unable to apply those four forceful antidotes towards one's negative deeds, and then you are certain to experience those negative deeds, the result of one's negative deeds. And so then if one engages in this practice of these four forceful antidotes, or applying these four forceful antidotes, then there's no such negative deeds that can stand for this. In other words, there's no such negative deeds. Negativities that cannot be, purified by means of this practice. None of this, the negative deeds can stand for this four forceful antidotes.
What does it mean? What a money believing at the Gitani little tedis, so true not on Gualim. The Nibi little attackroom now at just in a Tindu Charge in a Dani. Yay, Nibili, Gioagili, Tam and Hammers of Pinky Gua in the Garan, Lidic Pengris, Tendogris, Chigris. Ah,
Mangi will Nibin, I said. Your Nibin is
well. Really, you put Nibadis. That Nadiji, Dibunda will have a medici and of Ginakadi in a Dawan of Ligi Chiroa. That leading Nipat of Kuno Jetaka Telatin in Nipatum, Kundik and the Langipili security. That the Madu Pigita leave money when believes that Giovanna of the Kalisha Chi, the man, Mapazo to Athan Giro, till money believes.
Chitan,
the Mepinji Gleam by Chigachi. And maybe lean by catching the nippy little thing, it's a mini make job in the area.
Oh, that's
it. Now, under one drag, Lisa, you know, nippy little thing, it's a mini one to do it. Maggie will little tongue under she gives you that she should identify Gigi because I gave that Gigi inserted.
So, the karma is also there. So, when you accumulate karma, so according to the Gichila, it says, there's the karma whose result is certain. And you will experience the karma, so that's result. And that's also another karma whose result is uncertain. And it's not necessary that you, although you have accumulated this karma, that you're not, it is not necessary that you will experience that result. I think probably he's referring this to if you engage in certain practices so that you can actually, eliminate this negative karma, so that can refrain this, it will actually prevent this actual karma to have ravenous result, so that you actually, so if you remain, if you haven't done any kind of, practice, such as applying four antidotes, forceful antidotes and so on, then that is what we call karma whose result is very definite. you will be experiences, you will experience the result as long as you have accumulated. If you have not been able to confess, you're not able to engage in the practice of purification. It is important to be aware of one's actions through body and speech before you actually engage in those actions. For instance, if one is about to engage in negative deeds through one's body, such as killing and so on, and just before you engage in this, prior to engagement of one's actual practice, if one recognizes this as something that is negative, something that is not appropriate for one to engage, and this is the one way of preventing oneself from engaging in that negative deeds. And similarly, if one is able to express the harsh words with regard to someone or towards someone else, and just before you actually express this word, if you refrain from engaging in this expression, negative expression, and this is, this then become a practice, Dharma practice. So in this way, we learn ourselves, be aware of one's own actions of body and speech, prior to engaging in this particular actions.
Oh, tenari. Tenari yang saya di anjur cikgu ada.
Oh, tenari. Kalau sang saya sekian
lah. Oh, dia.
Kuba ya sahaja.
Oh, tenari sahaja juga. Cepat
sekali.
Yeah. Jadi, aku sekarang macam lekat dulu ni. Oh. Ya, ni sah. Jawab dapat tenari ni.
So it's already 9 o'clock, right? So we'll stop here with this much today, and tell us if you can take one question or if you want to have one question.
Okay. Is there, should we always, I guess I'm wondering if Vrvadasatra mantra is also effective in purification, or should we at this point just stick with the 35 confessions of the Buddha?
And again, the Dinma King and the Tink Toblia, Igima Sundi, than the Tibuchanga Lia, and the Tibuchanga again, the Yamle Getchachi, than the ones who do some Gomdi Sons once, do some Gomdi, any day, Cassore, Tunja,
Nisunja,
Dinisunga, and any Diniga Yamdi Jen to whatever Yaman and the Cup Dilia. So it's okay at this point, you can do the confession practice of 35 Buddhas.
The question was, is
Vrvadasatra
mantra also effective?
What?
Is the 100 syllable mantra practice also effective for
the yeah, I always ask him actually. Dorsum Gomdi de that the culture Kikwajanya again in the Chagur was
the thing.
It is, yeah.
Don't chicken at the Dibata Taji in Segurua. That does it. Does the Dibata children do Lichiba Yoruba?
So, of course, actually the practice of all the Dharmas are purification. So, it purifies, but particularly when we talk about this confession practice of 35 Buddhas and Vajrasattvas, and it is more powerful to actually purifying one's negativities.
kundukang kolegang yuandirwa gyawa kanreje chene ya chawa chamal phembe je de yinsan che yina ma tu sendelo yinsan da ji ji gyawa ji na te gyawa me sa chayo da.
So however, if one considers that one's action is something that is virtuous, and if this virtuous one's, you know, virtuous action is motivated by just benefiting only this life alone, then that's not even virtuous. You can continue to do, if you are actually doing the Vajrasattva's meditation, you can continue to do that, you know, you can continue your practice of Vajrasattva's meditation, you know, along with, you know, 35 Buddhas. So, yes, you can do that.
So we should say the dedication prayers on page 23 and 24, and then we will skip to page 28. I'll call that out this evening.
Sabi gyawande tentum bhagama gavintum jibha jesum
vosanta bhagi tente ningpo vintu sache sho sahi
Yes, my name is